Susan Harrison's Back Row with me, Susan Harrison, and featuring Gemma Arrowsmith. Today is an Edinburgh Fringe special, and we're joined by our resident reviewers Hayley Danks and Ruth Goodchild.
Hello, it's Hayley Danks here.
And Ruth Goodchild over here, hello.
Hello. We are reporting live from the Edinburgh Fringe.
We're right in the centre of the action.
Yeah.
In your digs.
In my digs, yeah.
Do you want to explain...
The cupboard?
Yes.
Sure. So we're actually situated in a cupboard at present. You know, when you've got like 24/27 young lads in the vicinity, then it tends to be... Well, sometimes you want a tiny bit of space to yourself.
Sure, sure.
So when I like to have some downtime or some work time, I go and retreat into this... Walk-in wardrobe.
Yeah. I mean, when we say walk-in wardrobe, stand-in
wardrobe. Yeah.
Yeah. Crouch. How
are you finding it, Ruth, the environs?
Right. Well...
It's a bit echoey.
It's a little bit echoey. I mean, it's quite roomy for an Edinburgh Fringe digs actually. It's quite roomy. And how are you getting on with your... With your housemates?
Really well.
Really? Okay.
Really well. Right. I mean, I just feel like we've got such a similar vibe.
Right.
I mean, I barely see them, but, you know, do you really need to see people when you know them so well and you connect with them?
Yeah, to be on the same wavelength.
No, you don't need to see them. So, you know, sometimes I come into the house, I turn my key in the lock, and it's almost like I can hear... feet scurrying away from the communal area into the individual rooms. But I think that's really sweet because they respect me and they want to give me my own space.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's because they respect you, the natural gravitas that you carry around with you. You know, they're performers, you're a reviewer, and they understand that is a dividing line.
There's got to be a clear delineation. And I think particularly since I gave them a bad review last week.
On their first day. Preview,
But, you know, I know that they wouldn't have wanted it any other way. They want me to be honest. They want me to be truthful. I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, yes, it was good. I'm going to sit there and say, well, let me tell you why it wasn't good.
Yeah, in fact, it was bullet points, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As to why it wasn't good.
And so since then, you know, I think that if anything, their respect for me has grown.
Yeah. I agree.
Several fold.
Well, I mean, when I came knocking on the door to speak to you, I just saw a couple of them sobbing.
Yeah.
And I think that was lovely. Sobbing out of respect for the review.
It definitely was.
Yeah.
I thought that was lovely that they're so passionate about their art.
Yes.
That they've really taken it to heart in that way.
Exactly.
Now, Ruth, I noticed that you have also produced several corkers of reviews early on. I think both of us had the approach of, you know, fuck it, we're not going to tell them when we're coming. You're going to come on the first preview. I mean,
if your show's not ready by then, should you even be here?
Well, exactly.
Exactly. So what I'd like to do as well, I've done it a few times already in the first week, is review something without actually going.
Oh my God.
Now, isn't that clever?
I'm just going to put my mind back together because you've blown it.
Because I thought, well, going to see something is exactly what they'd expect. Mm. Why can't I just look at the flyer or not, and review that?
Yeah.
Review based on that. Or just sort of imagine what it might be like. And I tell you, I've imagined some terrible shows and reviewed them accordingly.
Have you also imagined the terrible audiences that would have attended those shows? Mm. Maybe a third full, very responsive. I hope that's fed through into your imagined...
Yes, exactly. And I've imagined some sort of technical breakdowns
reviewed
that accordingly as well. I think it's, you know, there are lots and lots of people coming and bringing their shows up to the Fringe. It's our job to break those numbers down.
Yeah, break it down.
Exactly.
Break the numbers down, break the people down, in order for them to build themselves up again.
Exactly. What we're doing is we are creating character.
We are forging character from the midst of despair.
Exactly.
You know, the thing that I've really enjoyed this year about my reviews has been the half stars. And you may have noticed I've also gone into quarters.
Yeah.
I reviewed something yesterday which had 3.25 stars. And I just think that's the way forward.
Absolutely. You know,
I can't make my mind up. I don't forced into a number.
I don't want to come down on one side of the fence or the other.
No, no.
I want to make no decision. And that's the point. That's why the half stars are there. That's why the 0.25 stars are there.
Exactly. Mm.
I'm going for a 0.3 recurring star.
Oh, Ruth, love that. I love it.
Yeah.
And the other day, I was going to give someone a 1 star, but I thought it was a bit harsh, so I gave them 1 1/8.
Which is fair.
Which I think is the kind of thing to do.
Mm. I gave someone pi stars, so 3.14159 stars.
Stars, yeah.
Which I'm sure they would have appreciated the humour of that.
Hilarious. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure it was a comedy piece. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly, not exactly. Right. Everything is.
Oh, everything is, isn't
everything
it?
Everything is.
Everything is a comedy in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, I look at the world and I think nothing is funny about this.
Yeah.
Where are you even drawing this humour from?
I think that too. Mm. I think, I mean, Christ, everyone must be drawing it from their own lives. So everything that we watch, you know, all of these sketch groups, it's autobiographical, isn't it? I mean, I saw a sketch group the other day in which they were playing Ears of Corn in a field, in a sketch. And I thought, well, it's interesting. I wonder which one of them, you know,
used to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have the chance to ask him. I'd come in last minute, hadn't told them, sort of barged my way through late, obviously, and just sort of flashed my press pass.
Sure.
So therefore they didn't want to speak to me afterwards, so I think they were just a bit overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's what it would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, if they can't wow me in the last 5-10 minutes of their show, once I've, you know, because I'm often 50 minutes late. Edinburgh's a big city.
I know.
There are hills.
You know, there are cobbles.
There are cobbles.
And as you know, I don't like to wear flats. It's just not who I am.
It's not who you are, and you shouldn't have to change for anyone.
No.
For comfort.
I mean, for Christ's sake. No. So, like, as you know, I have a minimum 4-inch heel at any given time. So it does take me a very long time.
How is your ankle, by the way?
No, not good.
No.
Swollen. And the Royal Infirmary was full, packed full of comedians, which actually was sort of nice. So I reviewed a few of them there, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of them were.
And the hospital.
Yeah, of course.
They were annoyed about that,
They were really annoyed about that.
But, you know, the review stands. If you can't look at that review and say, that is true, you know, she did have to wait 40 minutes to see somebody because there was some child with an asthma attack or something pointless ahead of you in the queue.
I mean, so mundane.
So mundane. Sorry, what's more important? That kid doesn't have anything to do. You've got shows to get to and review.
I know, that child's not working. Child labour laws, you know, mean that child's not to get a job. I do have a job, and therefore, you know.
Why weren't you prioritised?
I don't know. It still troubles me to this day, and, you know, it only happened yesterday, and so, yeah, I mean, it was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
I just feel, as you do, that anything in Edinburgh in the month of August is valid to be reviewed.
Yeah,
and therefore,
it's art.
It's art. See, the hospital, the doctors, the nurses, the administrative staff.
Mm.
And of course, the other comedian. I saw one comedian there who had an appendicitis.
Mm.
So, of course, I gave him a write-up. It wasn't great, but it was, I gave him 2 2/3, which I thought was...
I think that's fair.
You can use that.
Exactly. Mm. You wrote, he was in incredible pain.
Yeah.
And then next day, incredible.
Yeah.
On the posters.
Yeah.
So,
Ruth, what do you feel has been the most, surprising slash...
Well, the most surprising slash that I saw was just by some skips on the Royal Mile.
A big skip. Right.
A sort of wheelie bin.
Okay.
And it was, I think, a few locals. There aren't many of those around, are there?
No, it's strange, isn't it? Edinburgh doesn't have locals, generally.
No. It's kind of...
Sometimes I see them and I think, it's really quaint. There's a local.
There's a local. A person that lives here... September
the
to July.
Year round.
Odd.
Oh, September to July.
Yeah. Odd.
Yeah, so,
like sort of seeing a badger, isn't it? Oh, look, there's one.
Yeah.
And then they're gone.
And then they're gone again.
Yeah.
Well, it's lovely that you saw it in its natural habitat.
The Royal Mile, that's the place to go to see all the best entertainment, isn't it? So, Hula Hooper I saw today.
Bubbles, I saw some bubbles. It was just a child blowing bubbles, but, you know.
Poor review, I imagine, for that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it was one star,
One star.
What do you expect?
Exactly. Yeah. You at least sort of blow some smoke into the bubbles or something. Just do something. Just mix it up.
This is what I'm saying. For Christ's sake. If you're going to use a child, which a few people are using children this year, you know, apparently there is a child stand up, and I saw another child wheeled out in a Fast Fringe the other day. So that's fine. If you're going to use a child, do so. But if one's blowing bubbles, as you say, add a unique spin. It's not enough for it just to be a child now. No. You need an extra layer.
Exactly.
Maybe layer being smoke-filled on
smoke-filled, or, you know, just anything. Just an interesting costume. Yeah. Yeah. You know, dress them as a pantomime horse, or just something. Just to put a spin on it.
Mini muscle man.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. See, we're coming up.
We're doing it.
We're doing their work. For them.
So, Ruth, yesterday was an interesting day.
It was
called
Black Wednesday,
which I found deeply confusing.
Deeply confusing. And, you know, another word for it is Suicide Wednesday.
Did you know that?
It's a fun idea, isn't it? That is fun. Mm. Now, we should explain. Why is it called Black/Suicide Wednesday?
You know, Ruth, actually, I wanted to ask you, because I presumed it was a gothic celebration, and therefore, as you know, I went out in full gothic wear.
You did, with the black lips.
With the black lipstick.
And everything. I remember, because you sat on the Royal Mile having an ice cream, and people threw change.
I know. It was lovely and very unexpected.
You got more for that than you do for your blog, which is great.
Which is great. Yeah, I made a day. I made a week's, like, worth of wage.
Really good.
You know, and some of them were quite hard. But I feel like the black eye really added.
It does. Yes, it does.
And I thought that they were kind of saying, oh, Black Wednesday, black eye.
Black eye.
Here's a 2p. And, you know.
But as it turns out, it's nothing to do with being goth.
No.
It's more to do with once all of the preview offers and 2-for-1 offers have finished, and it becomes very difficult to get people in. And so you have very quiet, small boutique audiences. Mm. And that's when I like to go and see the acts struggle. It's basically Wednesday, Black Wednesday is my biggest day. I fit in as many shows as possible.
Black Wednesday, really, I think for us, should be called Joyful Wednesday.
Joyful Wednesday.
Joyful Wednesday. Were there any hidden gems that you found?
I saw 7 white male stand-up comedians in a row. And the thing is, I just did one review for all of them.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
Really good idea.
No, that is amazing.
No, because I felt that what I wrote, all the sentences summed them all up. He did some stuff about how women are different from men. Brilliant.
He had a microphone.
He was wearing a Converse
t-shirt.
And a t-shirt, you know.
Such a time-saving device.
Yeah.
This is what I love about you, Ruth, is you're nothing if not, you know, practical as well as creative.
And it saved lots of time on my part as well. I'm going to churn out 7 reviews, for goodness sake.
Who are you? I mean, Christ, what? I love that. I went to see, similarly, 7 physical theatre / puppetry / devised / theatre about true life events that had happened to people shows.
Yeah.
And similarly, I just lumped them all into one review.
Pretty much the same.
It was sort of a journey. Some innovative stuff happened.
Someone changes in some way.
And then at the end, there's some sort of reveal and
the lights come back up.
Yeah.
And we file out.
Yeah. So that's what I chose to do. I sort of observed how there wasn't a microphone on the stage.
No microphone at all.
I observed
how... No t-shirts
to be seen.
No.
And although it may have been a black box space, there was usually a little bit more budget spent on set. So that was my review.
There's some good site-specific pieces, aren't there? There was one I saw that was brilliant, actually. We met at the bottom of Arthur's seat.
Right.
And then we all sort of filed up Arthur's seat to the top. And then a bunch of them sort of started having a picnic.
Yeah.
And then
that's funny. That's funny.
That's really funny, isn't it? And then there was an amazing line where the sort of mum character said, "Who's that woman following us?"
Anyway. Oh,
and I thought, oh my goodness, they're making this about me. They're making it specific to me.
You became the protagonist.
I became, yes, of the piece. The antagonist. Who can say? And then they sort of shuffled over a little bit, and so I was like, okay, I've got to go that way. And I kind of sat down with them, and they were all sort of ashen. It was really good, their faces.
Ew,
they
looked great.
They looked horrified, and I started joining in with their picnic. And the kid, there were two child actors.
Yeah.
And one of them started crying and shaking. It was really good. It was really, it was interesting.
Really interesting. And nice to have a child actors in a professional, you know, because like, you don't often have that. So it's nice. So it sounds like there's a lot of attention to detail.
Yes. And I have to confess, I was absolutely bursting for the loose. So I sort of quickly went behind a bush. And when I came back, they were gone.
Oh.
And I could just see them running off.
Oh, Ruth, I love that.
Isn't that good?
What a brave directorial choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
To do that. Sort of
really.
Like, reel the audience in and then disperse. And then, you know, you want to applaud, but you can't because they're not there. And I think that is theatre.
Exactly. And I did applaud anyway.
Yeah, good. Well, no, obviously.
For about 15 minutes.
But no sign of them.
No sign
they didn't
of them.
Come back. It's great.
They didn't come back for a curtain call or anything.
That's good. That's good. Because if they had, it would have been cheesy and it would have sort of devalued
everything
they'd built up before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. That was really good site-specific theatre. Watch out for it. It doesn't have a name or any flyers.
Well, that's why it's good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Flyers.
I can't even.
The way they just laboriously put the title where to find it.
Here.
Look at that.
Sort of cardboard.
Cardboard. And it sort of says...
Why?
Exactly. It's got like... The information. Here's where to find it. Ugh, here's the time it's on.
No, it's just obvious. It's much too obvious.
Much too obvious. Why not, instead of just having the information, have a sort of puzzle you have to work out?
It would be so much better, wouldn't it?
Hide the flyers all around the country or something, and I have to find them, or pieces of them, and then put them together, and then find out where it's on.
Ruth, I often think you should work in marketing.
I should.
And, you know,
you're right.
Now that you've left the FT, I might
right.
put in a good word. I've got some...
Oh, thank you.
Nay,
great,
that's fine.
Actually.
But I saw a lovely site-specific piece at the Noodle Bar. Yeah, and it was just a stand-up comedian that I'd reviewed previously. Bashfully eating some noodles.
See, that was far better than his actual show.
It was, and I wanted to say, and indeed I did say, I said, listen, you know, I really feel like you should move more into theatre and away from comedy because, you know, comedy is not for you. It's not what you're made for.
No.
And he said, no offence, but fuck off, which I thought was hilarious.
That's really funny.
But sort of poignant as well.
You should have put more of that in
more
the
of
show.
More of that. That's what I said, Ruth. That's what I said. And he said, no, seriously, fuck off. And I said, no, that is...
And then you just clapped.
I just clapped.
Just clapped.
Yeah.
What can you do
with
a line like that?
Material like that. So that was nice because the thing I liked about that was that he was really sort of slurping these noodles.
Yeah.
As if he was really hungry, as if he was in a rush, you know?
Yeah.
That was lovely, visceral.
I need to get somewhere.
I
don't want anyone talking to me.
Great.
Really good.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So we're here for the duration.
Yeah.
So I expect future updates.
Absolutely. This is just update one. And I've got to say, it's been going well so far.
Yeah.
It can only get better because
as
the month goes on, it just gets more and more fun, doesn't it?
It does. And I wish, I mean, it's only 1 month.
Yeah.
Why can't it be 6 months? You know?
I mean, also, it's... these performers do one show a day with 1 day off. I say, screw the day off.
Screw the day off.
Screw the day off.
Oh.
If you think you're a performer, you've got to want to perform every single day.
Every single day. Multiple shows. It should be like sort of the old carnival days, and you should do 8 shows a day.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we will be back with more updates.
Look forward to those. Start looking forward to them immediately.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Bye.
You've been listening to Back Row with me, Susan Harrison, and Gemma Arrowsmith. We're both doing shows up here in Edinburgh at the Underbelly Clover Med Quad. At 1:25 is my show, and then Gemma's show is straight afterwards. Good luck trying to find the venue!